The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We will get to our headlines here in a minute, but first, let's give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Currently down here in Miami, 82 degrees, mostly cloudy, a high of 85 today, and that's what we got. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day down here in South Florida, so enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy it. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito and we want a low price. We know you pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. Last night, the Miami Marlins got themselves a win as they took out the, or the, sorry, they got they fell to the Philadelphia Phillies as they lost 1-0. They lose 3 out of 4 in the series. Bryce Harper hit a solo shot for the Phils. And they will start up a series. Yeah. Well, I can't get too mad at Jansen Junk. He's been awesome. Get him a run, you know?
Yeah. It was some bone that he got picked off twice stealing, right? Did you know at that moment that those were going to be that important?
Nope.
Right? Like, you got caught stealing twice, and then you hit into the – I mean, just practice double play.
Yeah, that was tough. He did hit that ball pretty hard, though.
Like, can you be mad if your guys are hitting the ball hard just right to people? Because that happened a lot in that game.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad. I mean, like, I'm mad just in that it's a tough pill to swallow. You lose 3 out of 4 to a team that was really reeling coming in.
As Bam would say, trying to lose.
I mean, they were not playing good basketball. Yeah, they were not playing good basketball. Right. They were not playing good basketball. So that was a rough one to take on the chin last night for the Marlins. But they will try and bounce back and continue this homestand in much better fashion and get going. You will be able to hear, what's our first pitch tonight, 6:40 against the O's. 6:40 is your first pitch, so you'll be able to hear your coverage starting here at 6 o'clock. We'll get you going with Marlins on deck. The Orioles were just swept in a 4-game series by the Yankees, and they are in the midst of a 5-game losing streak. So not too great for them right now. As far as the NBA last night, you had the Knicks make easy work of the Philadelphia 76ers, 137-98. Jalen Brunson was awesome. Timberwolves stole game one against the Spurs. Spurs had a look. They had a look at it at the end. Champagne with the 3-ball, but it rimmed out. So the Wolves take game one. They steal home court, and Anthony Edwards coming off the bench. They really played him slowly, and then they used him in the fourth quarter. So that was their style last night. Good win for them. Mm-hmm. Good win for them.
I don't think it's an indication of what the series is going to be but if you can get one on the road,
huge.
It does make you feel a little chippy.
Definitely does. You're definitely going to feel froggy after that.
And then they got dogs on their team too. So like it's not like they're going to back down. It's not like Ant-Man. You're going to start getting less of Ant-Man.
Yeah, and Julius Randle was super clutch in the fourth quarter too. A lot of tough turnaround jumper. Julius Randle ball. That's what he does.
Bully ball. Just
fadeaways. Yeah, like he had it all going for him in that one. So they get that going. Wemby, he had a white side triple double with blocks, but not a very efficient night offensively, which he was not pleased about.
Right.
So he will try and bounce that one back. The Miami Heat are just kind of sitting idly by. You got a ping pong ball day on Sunday. The draft lottery goes on. The Heat will have Alonzo Mourning sitting there waiting for the decision. Adam Simon will be in the lottery room. And you know what to do, Adam Silver, huh?
Wink, wink, wink.
Just make it happen. You know Yowis. Who else you going to give it to? Dude, let's be real about it.
You know what? I'm just looking. I was, you know, looking at my golf stuff. This yeah. Alex Fitzpatrick is on a heater.
Oh, Matt's
so
brother?
He won with his brother.
Okay.
So he got a 2-year exemption on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
He also qualified for Doral. His brother didn't go, but he went.
Cool.
He finished top 10.
Mm.
He got more money for finishing top 10 than he did for winning on the DP World Tour.
That's awesome.
Yeah. $500,000.
Wow.
For finishing ninth.
Pretty good.
Oh. I think that's the one. Like, I still think that's the coolest story. Two brothers. They've been other brothers that play, you know, have played on tour at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they've been this good.
Crazy.
Yup.
Yeah, that was that's a cool story for him, though. Good brother, too. Reuben Bain, he is going to wear number 3 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was announced. Somebody else has number 4. He's like, I don't care. Give me whatever number.
That's how I was when I went to Minnesota.
You going to get yourself a Bain Buccaneers jersey, Brittany, or is it going to make you too sad?
No, it's going to make me sad, and I'm also really out on getting jerseys of people, like of teams.
Probably
that
smart. It's a bad. So you won't buy former Hurricanes for any other team?
No.
So I was thinking about this. Is it possible that both guys that were drafted, even though Bain wasn't drafted here, were the perfect fit for where they were drafted, even if you would have preferred the other guy, that Proctor was a better fit here for what they're trying to do and Bain was a better fit there for where they are and what they're doing?
I mean, they both think so. Otherwise, they wouldn't draft him, yeah?
No, I know. But well, see, I would say this, that here's the line that Tampa's going to use. We never thought he would last this long. We had to scoop him up.
Because
that's the going, you know, line.
It's true, though.
And then the Dolphins will say, this guy was number one on our list the whole day.
That's what he did say.
Right. Like,
did you guys see the
– go every year, and I can give you the same stories.
Well, yeah. I mean, every GM's going to have their conviction on what they think is going to work as a player.
And how do you determine, you know, like – Bain could go and have 5 sacks. You're not going to be able to quantify the production of Proctor like that. And so we're always going to say that Bain was more productive because we don't know how to actually put numbers on offensive linemen unless he plays like Savaii Knight.
If he's a sieve, I think we can all be like, yes. Oh, he's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Or if he looks looks out of shape.
Yeah, if the offensive line, if this is an offense that doesn't protect the quarterback well, and they struggle with that, yeah, I think that's something that we could all see.
At 350, I think all you have to do is pretty much stand up and do old school blocking.
I guess so.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested. This is the first real year in a number of years that you're going into the offseason, into the regular season, with an offensive line that you're like, ooh, massive. Before, you were like, I hope this guy gets healthy. I hope he can do this. I hope Savaii Knight can play on the left side. I hope this. And you're not – there's not a lot of that. Like, whether they perform or not, that's a whole different story. But for the most part, it seems like everybody's going to be in a perfect position to succeed.
Yeah, you hope so. I mean, like, that is – you want this all to be set up, and they do – obviously, they have a lot of hope that they're supporting Malik Willis the right way and giving him what he needs. And so that was part of it as well. Like, they didn't want to be into this with, oh, this guy's uncomfortable here. We have a guy who's kind of a journeyman putting over here. They just wanted it figured out. And then, you know, they're giving themselves some kind of an out if Austin Jackson doesn't work out after this year because he continues to have injuries. So I think that was probably – I don't even know if he's going to be long for here anyway, because I don't think Caden Proctor is going to play his whole career at guard. I would be surprised by that.
No, he won't. But this is – remember last year, this is kind of what I was asking about –
2 years ago.
2 years ago. This is kind of what I was saying about Paul 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Put him at left guard. Let him, you know, learn against one of the best to do it and learn how these fits and these stunts and these. So when he moves out, he'll have a better understanding. So now he would be able to go to Proctor and say, okay, here's where, because he got it from somebody who, you know, played left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But again, the only break pass I'll give him then is.
But it's not going to go anywhere. Like, if it is one of those things where if he does struggle and Bain does have a monster, yeah, it's going to be one of those. It's just going to be like Justin Herbert and Tua. It's going to be one of those things we always look at and justify.
Mm-hmm.
And people will get sensitive about it on both sides. The people who are Hurricanes fans who wanted Reuben Bain will be sensitive about it, and the people who aren't Hurricanes fans or just Dolphin fans that want to work out will be sensitive about it. Because we've seen this. We just saw it at a much more glamorous position with Tua and Justin Herbert. It's going to be that pretty much reincarnated. Kind of had this last year with TJ Warren and Kenneth Grant. You're like, oh, man, TJ Warren looks like a freak right away. Kenneth Grant took a little bit. So we'll see. But, yeah, you kind of need it to be good right away. Like, that's the hope. And I don't know if that's a fair thing, but I would hope that the line is figured out and everybody's in a good spot and they can mow some people over.
I would say, like, you have to be patient even though you may need it. You can't in the first month of the season go, oh, well, this guy's a bust, because, you know, we kind of did that last year with Kenneth Grant and he ended up coming around a little bit. He's a young player.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think everybody is in patient mode, but once football starts, it may really be tested.
Right. Well, it's also one of these things that's tough because, you know, you look at a lot of the odds. The Dolphins have the second worst odds for Super Bowl this year. So in like all these mock drafts, they're picking number two.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's probably like what you would, you know, I don't think the Jets expect to be good this year. I think they're probably looking to, you know, who knows? I know Aaron Glenn's kind of on the hot seat. He's on a toasty seat. I wouldn't say it's hot yet.
Right.
But, you know, I think the Jets fan probably wants to get into that the QB class that everybody says is going to be so great next year and be in that with either getting Moore or getting Arch Manning or whomever. And the Dolphins are in a spot where they're not necessarily tanking for a QB that we think, because Malik Willis is supposed to be the answer. That's the guy that the GM believes in,
mm-hmm.
and he's very convicted in his beliefs. That's cool. But that also puts you in a bit of a strange spot of like, what should the expectations be? Because I don't know what I don't know what weapons this guy has to throw to. Understandably, they got rid of Jalen Waddle. They don't have Tyreek Hill. We think Dulcich is decent. I don't think Chris Bell, you should rush him, even though get very excited. Did you see what they said? What? You know what they're saying? Brittany, you know what they're saying?
What are they saying?
There was this piece by Mike Sando of The Athletic. People are saying, I'm not saying this, but people are saying, executives are saying, all right, real important football people, they're calling Chris Bell Deebo Samuel, but faster.
Well, he's not playing this year, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't know.
No, don't
I
do
don't
it.
Know.
Don't do it.
I don't
Listen,
know.
One of the things I absolutely hate about organizations, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it again because I've seen it happen a couple of times and it bothered me to no end. You draft the guy and say, we're going to send him out for a year. And then midway through the season, the guys end up playing and struggling because he's not 100% healthy.
Deebo Samuel, though, dude.
You
faster. Speedo Deebo.
Didn't they say they were going to redshirt him?
They didn't say that.
Yes, they did.
They did not say
yes,
that.
They
did not say redshirt. They did not say that. This is going to take his time. Heal the right way. He got his ACL torn in November.
So that means at a minimum, November.
Yeah.
Which, they'll put him on IR. I'm just saying.
Wants to beat science. We got to see. Look good in his recovery, you know?
The crazy thing is that
I want to throw Antonelli at you right now.
Why?
Because he's little.
Why are you bringing him into this?
I just was thinking of a little person.
He could be ahead of schedule.
He could be.
You were the first person after he got drafted that said to let him heal. It's not beat science.
Yeah. But then I saw the description of faster Deebo Samuel. I was like, oh, that's kind of good.
You're mine.
We need that.
Dude. Can you stop?
What?
Please stop.
I'm not stopping. I'm not doing anything. I'm being responsible.
You are. You're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not being ridiculous, dude.
You are. Oh, my God.
What?
The kicker celebrating a field goal, except he missed.
You can't do that. What are you doing? Just put Twitter away. You're just getting fooled all show. All
right.
You're not going to put it away, though.
No.
So,
no.
You know, like, half of it, though. Like, you're in there. You're not engaged.
I am engaged.
Same for the breaks.
I am engaged.
Look up the thing about Chris Bell, where he's faster Deebo. Look that up.
I don't have to look it up. I'm looking at it.
Look it up.
I'm looking at the source. You know what they say, Leroy.
Mm-hmm. Take a break. Back after this. All right,
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Jay Gatto says he's going Marlins minus a run and a half today, and Sandy over 5.5 Ks. We need to get some offense going, that's for sure.
Marlins minus 1.5?
Yeah. Well, the Orioles have been reeling. I think they're thinking at home, Sandman on the hill. That's why.
Well, they're not striking out. They're just hitting balls straight to people.
Aaron Nola's a pain in the ass. He's always done well against the Marlins. Right. He's one of these guys. Been around forever. Feel like he's been a Philly basically, I don't know, like since Cole Hamels. Still hanging around, still doing the thing. You know, but he's very frustrating. Good pitcher. Very frustrating with it. The NBA playoffs rolling on. NHL playoffs. John Pooper's gone. See ya, you bum. Happy you're gone. Kiss my ass. Miami Hurricanes had their spring game pretty recently. You see these quotes from Mario Cristobal?
Tough. No.
Tough. You see these, Brittany?
No, I did not.
So he told on three. I had to make sure it was on three because no three is almost better than NBA Central. It always gets me. It's tough. No three. That's probably I think that's the trickiest one because I believe anything in college sports these days. Some of the headlines that go around college sports, you're like, that has to be fiction. That can't be real. But these quotes, he says, quote, we haven't done bleep. the 2026 Miami Hurricanes haven't won bleep. We haven't done a thing. And then on being in the hunt, this is what he said. I believe in self-fulfilling prophecy. You start thinking like that, being hunted, you will start acting and playing like that. If my dad ever heard me talk about that, he would rise from the grave and beat the living bleep out of me. Oh, we have a target on our back. It ain't ever going to be that mindset. Those are tough quotes. I like that. Tough.
All right.
What? Why don't you have fun?
Because in most cases, like Mario says it with a little more flair. A
lot of gas being put into the Canes tires, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not going to be good. I'm not saying anything that he says is not true. But I am saying that if you ask any coach this time of year about next year, the first thing they say is next year is not last year. We got to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What?
Hmm?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying exactly what he's saying. He's saying about 26 ain't got nothing to do with 25. That's basically what
he's saying. What he's saying is we're still hunting, dude. All right, we're not gonna be sitting here. You know what happens when you act like the hunted? You become Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd had a good run.
No, he didn't. He was always getting duped by the rabbit.
He was always saying, "What's cooking, Doc?" Rabbit.
That was fucking funny. You said that. Elmer Fudd didn't say that.
I know.
You don't know your Looney Tunes, yeah, dude.
I don't know Looney Tunes.
You don't know your Looney Tunes. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay. Whatever.
What's your deal today, huh? What's wrong? You didn't get enough energy out on the golf course?
Nah, it sucked the life out of me, dude. It was a long day.
I can tell.
It was a long day, but it was fun.
You like those quotes, Brittany?
Yeah, they get you fired up.
They do get me fired up. He doesn't want to be fired up about it.
He never wants to be fired up about anything. He doesn't, like you said, he doesn't want to have fun.
I'm going to be honest. There is nothing that anybody could say to me on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, that would get me excited about football played in the fall.
Cinco de Mario.
I want to Cinco your ass right out of that chair right now.
Why, dude?
Because you're doing you.
He walked right into that one.
Thanks, Brittany. I appreciate it.
You should have seen
like, she's like looking. Uh-oh. She's like over there going, don't fall for it. Yeah. Don't fall for it. Dang, got him again.
Yeah.
You didn't even think that, though, right? Did you think he was going there?
I think he was. I knew he was going to say something. He had the face.
What face?
The little blinky eyes.
I don't have blinky eyes. I'm not thinking anything. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's exciting.
Not. Look, dude. It's May.
So?
Calm down.
Why? What are you putting in? I'm sorry. Do we have playoff games?
You don't have football either.
So? Yeah, why can't I look forward to it? What are you doing?
You can look forward to it.
What's taking up your time today?
Hmm?
What's taking up your time today?
You.
I don't understand. Like, what would you prefer to be discussing? Dissecting, Professor? The guy had a team in the championship game.
No, but I'm
game.
Not getting
he
all...
He doesn't want to be hunted.
But I'm not going to get all warm and fuzzy about football in May.
You better not get fuzzy around Mario Cristobal. He doesn't get fuzzy. Tough. There's nothing tough about
you
fuzzy.
You are easily had.
I'm not easily had.
By coach talk.
Focused.
Easily had.
I'm not easily had.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. It's not that I'm not excited. I am really excited about Canes football this year.
Doesn't seem
new
like
quarterback,
it.
Quarterback, like... They just going to keep retooling on that O-line. Tony.
See that Heroes Welcome he got this weekend?
Where?
He was doing a youth camp.
Oh, okay.
And, like, the kids were going crazy for him.
Yeah. You know why? They look at him and go, I guess I don't have to be 6'3", 270 to play this game.
Hmm.
Just got to be fast as hell.
Yeah. It's faster than everybody.
Yeah.
Runs
so
away
I
from
don't,
everybody.
So here's the... Like, no matter what anybody says about football this year, and this is going to happen this week because this is rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing that anybody could say that's going to, like, get me excited about what they're going to do in the fall. There's a lot of things that go on from now to then, so I just don't get caught up in it.
Yeah, but neither is Mario. I think that's the point, is he's not going to become some kind of Garfield fat cat off of what they did last year.
I mean, I didn't expect it, though. He's always been true.
Never know. You don't think you expect it, and then you have to deal with the winning. You got to deal with the success.
All right.
And now you got to still, but, you know, one thing that you got to make sure is you still got the carrot to check.
Just said Leroy can't let Mario out yum yuck him. It's a football thing. Like I told you. I've told you since you met. If football is the most negative reinforced sport. So no matter how much you congratulate a coach or a team or whatever, that coach is going to go to something that Mario said just now. So knowing that, I just don't get too excited about football in May. Sorry. Doesn't mean I don't think I'm not excited for the Cane season to start. It doesn't mean I don't think they're going to be good.
Yeah, but you got one note. Like, you do the same thing on any sport.
Yes! And I told you my background.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
You should be used to it
when
by
do you
now.
Enjoy something?
I do enjoy it.
Mm.
I enjoyed the hell out of Cane season.
Why can't you enjoy talking about Cane season coming up? What's the harm?
When football comes around, what's
the harm?
And talking about it now?
Yeah.
Because there's no real indication of anything. They're not playing
that's
football.
Not true.
Really?
That's
so
not
you
true.
Know how good they're going to be based on now.
Tough.
This is why I hate talking to children.
Why?
Because you really, like, you won't answer the question because you know what the answer is and you won't go there.
I do know the answer. You just want, you don't,
okay,
want, you so don't like, you don't like the methods to the mean.
As what, so far, based on what you've seen, you think you have an indication of how many games they're going to win or lose?
Yeah, of course, 16. Maybe 15 if they don't need that extra game, you know? We'll see.
Wow.
Disagree?
You say it's like dealing with a child.
Why?
You, like, I'm just, like.
Who are you worried about?
You're like, please don't turn
who
off.
You, who are you worried
please
about?
Please don't turn off Looney
about?
Tunes. I'm not worried about anybody. Cynthia. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't, like, if I don't, if I'm not worried about what's happening with the Canes at this moment, I'm sure as hell not looking to say, oh, this team could possibly beat the Canes. There's no football. They're not even close.
I mean, we are close. It's going to be here before you know it.
No, it won't.
It'll be here before you know it.
How many months are we away from football?
Is it May?
Yep.
It's 4 months away? It's not that far.
It's a quarter of the season!
That's to be here before you know it. And summer flies.
Oh, my goodness. We're not even in hurricane season yet. And you're already talking.
You mean like the hurricane season? Like of storms?
Yeah.
You're right.
What's wrong?
I'll tell you this. You know that's
football. No! Wait! Brandy! Wait! What other hurricane season did I think I was talking about?
I thought you meant, like, I didn't know
you. Well, you are talking about hurricanes.
I didn't know if you were talking about
hurricanes. No, but I'm
actual
already
hurricanes.
Wait,
or the
I'm already
hurricanes.
Complaining about him getting on the bandwagon so early. Right? That they're not close to playing football. And then I say hurricane season. You think I'm talking about them? You think I'm doing a you?
You know who got their shutters up? That's your question. Do you know who has their shutters up?
Not playing your stupid game.
Do you know who has their shutters up?
Ask Brittany.
Brittany, you know who has their shutters up?
Please enlighten me.
The ACC, dude. That's who has their shutters up. Dabo Sweeney's talking to NIL. I hope I'm safe. He's not. All right, sorry, I won't talk about it anymore. Classic yum yucker.
So, I never have a problem with you talking about. You don't think you maybe take it a bit too far?
I'm just reading the quotes.
No. You don't think you've taken this a bit too far?
Why? Because I said the ACC has its shutters up?
Even before that.
Do you see how fast that intangible wide receiver we got from Duke is?
You would rally behind him.
Why?
You know why.
Why? Oh, I can't root for an intangible?
No, you can. Hmm. You can. Slot receiver?
No.
Outside guy?
Yeah.
All
right. He had 1,000 last year.
Hmm?
He had 1,000 last year for Duke.
Yeah.
He was Mets' best friend.
Yeah.
Bringing that chemistry down here. And now they're away from annoying Manny Diaz.
Guess what?
Hmm?
You know what he's going to say to what's the receiver's name?
Hmm.
No, what's his name?
Cooper Barkate.
Cooper. All right, Cooper. All right. Coop, for short. Come over here.
Mm-hmm.
We had some good times at Duke. I'm in Miami now. That's Malachi Toney's show.
It is Malachi Toney's show.
Okay.
But you want to know what you need? An opening act.
No, you don't.
Sure you do.
No. Malachi Toney comes out and gives you, like, some funky beats so he get a little hitch.
What?
A little something like that. And then when he's the main concert, he goes deep.
You ever heard of a 1-2 punch?
Heard a 1-2 step. Got him.
He didn't get me, Angel. I liked it. Also, it doesn't make sense. He just said Ciara. I don't get it.
Never heard of a 1-2 punch.
You've never heard of a 1-2 punch? Really?
You know how many 1-2 punches I've been a part of?
Yeah. You were the two.
Let's see. In Cleveland, Thunder and Lightning. In Minnesota, what was it?
Yeah, Randy and Chris were 1-2 punch.
Which one almost won?
Randy. Not in his own mind. Chris will tell you it was one. He was one and one and then two.
I'd like to have that conversation with him. Before or after we have the conversation about him marrying me.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Dude, I was eating turkey and I'm like, what? No. We good.
Taking a break. We'll play a little Damage Is Done, My Friend, next.
All right. I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. You guys get it at this point, huh? First, I want to let you guys know about WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. It returns this Friday. Talk sports unfiltered with our on-air host at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits in Plantation, starting at 6 p.m. at Plantation Walk. And we'll have some special guests. The Heat's Davion Mitchell is going to be there. Bernie, the Heat Dancers. It's going to be a Heat party there, man. So come on by, enjoy a nice Scotch whiskey. I'm going to look at Davion Mitchell and be like, hey, you know about this ping pong ball? Wink.
I can't promise nothing.
Wink.
I can't promise how I'll behave.
You don't have to behave. You just need to be there. Come on by, you enjoy a nice Scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate. The event is free. Just stop by. Get all the info now at WQAM.com. You must be 21 or older. And we'll see you 6 p.m. Friday at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall. Four brands, one location, your local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. I'll go first. Is Patrick Beverley still yapping?
He's not even playing.
Yeah, I know. He's podcasting. I don't know if anybody knows. He's a podcaster. And he said, this is from Heat Central's Twitter. He has said, Patrick Beverley thinks Dwayne Wade was hoping James Harden lost in Game 7. Quote, y'all was ready to throw James Harden's legacy away after one game. Y'all had the tweets. I know Dwayne Wade had something to tweet if the Cavaliers would have lost. Patrick Beverley, dude, can I just tell you something, man? The damage is done, my friend. That is his legacy. His legacy is he stinks in the playoffs, which, by the way, he also stunk in Game 7. This is the pony that you're riding, and your pony has a limp leg. The damage is done, Patrick Beverley. This is not only a battle you've lost, it is a war you've lost against Dwayne Wade. The fact that you felt the need to stir up this hornet's nest, it's just like Dwayne Wade said, clicks must be, they must be few and far between, because is this the only note that you have? Is riding the hope that James Harden is going to win the championship? He's not, because he's never going to win the championship. Because he's a fat bum who's never going to win an NBA championship. So stop bothering Dwayne Wade. You want to know what he's doing? Here's what Dwayne Wade was doing. Enjoying the Met Gala. That's what he's doing. Enjoying his life, not podcasting. When he podcasts about interesting stuff. Not like you, who podcasts only about him and James Harden. Which somehow you're like, this is interesting. It's not interesting. Oh, he's doing it when he's 37. Yeah, because he hasn't won. If he had the hardware of Dwayne Wade, do you want to know where James Harden would be right now? With his feet up at the strip club. But he's still trying to chase the dragon of winning a championship, which he's never going to do. This whole thing about longevity this, longevity that. What about winning right away? How about coming right into the league and winning?
Who does that?
Dwayne Wade did!
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, but that's a rare occurrence.
Exactly! Exactly, Leroy! A one that should be what? Celebrated. And this guy's sitting on his microphone like a hater. Oh, I know, Dwayne Wade had tweets ready. No, I have tweets ready. But you want to know something? I'm just going to have them on repeat from what I had in 2014, in 2015, in 2016. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and now 26, because James Harden does the same thing every playoffs. That's his legacy. There's no, we're going to throw out his legacy. His legacy is decided.
So question, the only way he can turn around is if the team he's on wins the championship.
Yes.
Okay.
And he can't stink. He can't be a coattail rider. Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to be the number one.
Oh, well, you want to know why? Because his legacy's set. As a number one, you want to know what happens? Nothing. It's set already. That's why it's a ridiculous point from Patrick Beverley. Right. Oh, we're going to throw out his legacy. Don't have to. His legacy is written in poop. Right up there. That's his playoff legacy.
Done.
He stinks in the playoffs, particularly in Game 6 and 7. And he stunk again. Thank God. He's like, oh, Jared Allen, thank you. Woo! Thank you for that 20 and 11. I needed that. He's like, you sure did, buddy. Want to go to the strip club? Yeah, all right, I'll take you.
So you think Jared Allen said you sure did, buddy?
You sure didn't help on that one. Anyway, what do you got for damages done?
So my damage is done. And you called it, right? The Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
You had a good thing going. Jaylen Brown was damn near the MVP. But you love Tatum so much. You injected him back into the lineup and the game and whatever. And then they look like the old Celtics, right? Like, I don't know what. Why you guys can't warm up to Jaylen Brown, who had you as the, what, 2 seed all year?
Yep.
And soon as Tatum got, we got Tatum. We got Tatum.
We love
back.
Him.
We love him. And guess what? Now you're home watching because you can't leave well enough alone.
Yep.
Good for you. Proud of you.
Enjoy Cancun.
Enjoy Cancun.
Welcome.
Not to mention, weren't they up 3-1?
They sure were.
Mm-hmm.
You want a daiquiri, Pritchard?
Now, let's take it a step further.
Yeah.
We had other teams to be down 3-1, and boy, were they peacocking. Well, you're on that list now.
Yep.
I don't want to hear, you know, say your thing. We weren't even supposed to be here.
We weren't supposed to be here. We were supposed to be a 4 seed.
Yeah.
Nah, sorry. You were the
too late.
Vegas said you were the East favorites.
Yes, by a lot.
You were the East favorites, and you couldn't even get out of the first round against some of the biggest losers of the last 20 years. The Sixers?
Do you just see what the Knicks did to that same team you lost game 7 to?
You blew it to Joel Embiid, dude. Never been to the conference finals.
He's never been to the conference finals?
Never been to the conference finals,
Leroy.
What
was that one where,
you want to know?
With Jimmy.
That was the semis.
When Kawhi made that crazy shot?
Yep.
That bounced.
Yep. fun guy. And then, of course, who could forget them losing to Trae Young because Ben Simmons refused to dunk? Anyway, good one, Leroy. Brittany, what damage is done for you today?
I have 2 damages done.
Ooh, I'll allow it.
I'll thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be quick.
Let me guess. Does it involve wheels in a car?
Partly, but not really. It goes to Hard Rock Stadium.
Okay.
Because I went Thursday night to the opening night party for F1, and we did we walked the pit lane and everything. But we had paid for parking, which was only $10, and they gave us on Hard Rock's website, they said, "This is where the parking lot is. Put this address in, and it'll take you to the parking lot."
Okay.
They kept showing us how to get there through the street where the turnpike goes into Hard Rock Stadium. What they don't realize is that that's a part of the track and you cannot turn there.
You couldn't figure out how to get to the parking lot.
So we literally could not figure out how to get to our parking, and it was going to take us from where we were to get back, to get on the turnpike, to come the other way around to get to the parking lot. It was going to take us 30 extra minutes. So we were like, absolutely not. So we have a friend that lives by the stadium, and we're like, hey, can we park at your house and we'll just Uber as close as we can to the stadium? She's like, yeah, come park. Don't Uber. I'll take you guys to the gas station that's closest there, and there's a gate that you guys should be able to walk into.
That's nice of her.
Yeah, great. We get there. We're on time. We're not going to miss. They had pre-shows of some drivers were going to come and talk, so we were really excited. We walked to the gate. The gate's closed.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, are you serious? And then we're asking people, hey, which gate do we have to enter through to get to where we want to go? Like, oh, you have to go to gate 3. That's the only gate that's open. Mind you, gate 3 is on the other side of the
stadium. Is that where the walkways are?
So, yeah, it's that bridge. That's where gate 3 is. I was by gate 8, which is right next to the Dolphins facility.
Oh,
man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a short walk.
No. We measured it, and it was a 20-minute walk. It was 0.7 miles.
Man.
And it was so hot. It was so ridiculous. And so my damage is done goes to Hard Rock Stadium because, you know what? I understand why you're not getting a Super Bowl, because you clearly do not have the infrastructure to handle events like this.
I want to talk about that Super Bowl thing here in a second, but go ahead with your other damages done.
Okay, then my other damages done goes to myself because I'm severely sunburnt, and I got fooled by the weather and thinking that because it was going to be cloudy and rainy all day, I did not need to wear sunblock, and now I'm in so much pain. So my damages goes to myself on that one.
Yeah, my wife is talking about the sunblock because we're going to Mexico this summer for vacation, and she's like, we need to bring, we wanted to check bags, but then she's like, well, I think we should check a bag because we need the sunblock. I'm like, how much sunblock do you think we're going to go through?
Wait. You're going to Mexico, just you and her or whole family?
Family.
And you're only bringing carry-ons?
That's my plan. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I thought. But then she pivoted this past weekend. She goes, I think we need to check a bag for the sunblock. Yeah. And I'm like,
she's not wrong.
How much sunblock do you think we need?
You want to buy it at the resort?
No, I don't want to buy it. For $17? How much sunblock do you need?
Hey, listen,
I feel like the sunblock that I have in my house.
Can I just tell you? White folks are crazy. Because y'all always underestimate the sun.
Yeah, but dude, I've bought, I think in my life, I haven't bought that much sunblock.
Well, the thing
maybe
is like, it's the size of the bottle.
She's disguising it as
that's true.
Sunblock.
But it's the size of the bottle. If you can only take less than 3.4 ounces, which most sunblocks are more than that, and you can't take aerosol cans unless they're checked.
Yeah, the sea turtles.
Exactly. So she's not wrong.
Yeah, but am I going to go through four bottles of lotion?
I don't think that's the point.
Have
I
you
think
ever
it's
found
like, even if you take one big you know, bottle, you can't
no,
take it on a
Brittany,
carry-on.
We got this for old Mr. Cheapskate here. I want you tomorrow to bring a bottle of 3 ounce
lotion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. I'll go to the travel
then,
section.
Huh?
Travel section.
And how many of those are you going to need?
I feel like one.
For
the whole trip?
How long are
and
you
all your
for?
For a week?
All your,
for
all
a
your,
week?
Are you, and all your non-tanning family?
I tan.
No, they burn.
Tobin, you're going to come back burn.
No, he may not burn. He
it's
may,
not Florida. It's not wait, like I come from Wisconsin.
He may not burn.
Okay, I'm burnt right now. I'm burnt.
Hey, listen.
I'm not saying
your
don't
family's
wear
got
it.
Some fair skin.
I'm not saying don't wear it. I'm just saying how much do we need? What do we you need a Costco order of suntan lotion?
Yeah.
How much do we need?
Just like two you're big bottles.
Put it in, if you go in the, if you say if you get up and say, "You know what? I want to go spend some time in the water." Boop boop. Then you come in, you eat lunch, you take a shower, and then you go back in the evening. Boop boop. That's twice in one day
what
for
does that
you.
Sound you're making?
I'm putting a little lotion on. It places the lotion in the basket. what is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. I just saw it. I was like, that's why we need it? All right, fine.
And the other thing is, take it from me. This is not the hill you want to stand on, my friend.
It's not a hill. I just,
yes,
like,
it is.
I just think
it's
like, a lot of
just
it's
even
a lot
the
of lotion.
The questions that you're asking, like, no, dude.
We'll take a break. Back with more for this.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.